Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Subhananda tells of a personal interview he had in Vrindavana with Srila Prabhupada, when Prabhupada gave him permission and blessings to write a book on Vedic psychology. Pushta Krishna Swami introduced them. This is Subhananda Dasa, and he is a writer for the BBT. He wants to speak with you about writing a book on Vedic psychology. Prabhupada asked Subhananda if he had studied psychology. No, Prabhupada, Subhananda replied. Prabhupada then turned to his secretary and said, how can you write a book on psychology? Subhananda felt somewhat heartbroken and tried to explain himself. He said to Prabhupada that the kind of book he wanted to write would not be a comparative study, comparing Vedic psychology to modern, mundane psychology. But he wanted to write about psychology based on the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. Have you read all my books? Srila Prabhupada asked. Have you read Bhagavad Gita? Have you read Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes, Subhananda replied. What is the psychology in these books? Subhananda replied that psychology is the study of the self. It comes from the word psyche, which means soul. So in the Bhagavad Gita, it is described that we are not the body, but the self is the spirit soul. If one identifies with the body, said Subhananda, he is crazy. Prabhupada widened his eyes, nodded his head and turned to Pushta Krishna. Very good, very good. Subhananda continued giving a little synopsis of what his proposed book would say, describing the dynamics between the senses, mind, intelligence and false ego. All these things would be taken from Prabhupada's books and arranged in a literary way to show that Vedic literature contains a very profound science of psychology. Prabhupada seemed to approve, but he asked further, what is the goal? The goal of the book, Prabhupada? Subhananda asked. No, the goal of life. To surrender to Krishna, Subhananda replied. Why? Prabhupada demanded. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Subhananda replied, and we are his parts and parcels. It is a constitutional position to surrender unto him. Prabhupada nodded, yes. So that should be the goal of book, asked Subhananda, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again Prabhupada said, yes. He was then silent and it was appearing that nothing more was to be said. But Subhananda wanted to be sure that Prabhupada actually wanted him to write the book and not that he was only humoring an attached disciple. Prabhupada asked Subhananda, do you really want me to do this book? Is it something you think would be important and do you really want me to do it? Prabhupada nodded yes. Then Subhananda asked Prabhupada for his blessings so he could write the book. In some of your purports, said Subhananda, you explain that one cannot write transcendental literature unless he is empowered by his spiritual master. Prabhupada waved his arm and said, you're empowered. Subhananda had a long formal presentation in mind, but Srila Prabhupada had suddenly answered all his questions. To Subhananda, Prabhupada's gesture was on the one hand casual, yet it was very dramatic. He had moved his arm just as though it were a magic wand, and in one transcendental motion he said, you're empowered. Subhananda wasn't sure whether to take it that Prabhupada meant that he was already empowered or that he was now hereby empowering Subhananda on the spot. Either interpretation meant the same thing, and Subhananda felt confident and humble. He knew that he had no personal qualification to write unless Prabhupada gave him the ability. Overcome with joy, Subhananda stood before Prabhupada with folded hands and prayed out loud to him, Prabhupada, I'm trying to advance in Krishna consciousness and I'm feeling that I need your mercy. Please benedict me with Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada replied, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. If the devotee is sincere, Krishna will bless. Srila Prabhupada then reached for an orange on his desk and handed it to Subhananda, who left, his mind swimming in an ocean of transcendental happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.